You worked for 7 years then on the centennial, and then that year of 2007 was a big year for the entire state. This is a point here where you and Lee Allen Smith got to know each other better, and you worked together.
2000, I asked Lee Allen and I to join together to do the dedication on the dome that was about to happen. And it took him a while to prepare, as you well know. He does everything so beautifully. From then on, he was my project manager on all centennial things. We just kept on going, and he was a big asset. If I ever had a big brother, that was him. He not only gave me the wisdom of the same thing he dreamed about, Oklahoma was deserving of all these wonderful things. He always believed that we ought to think big and do big. If I could help him fulfill his dreams, then I was doing the right things. Going around to these towns and finding the leaders and what they wanted, you know, it was just an amazing thing for me to do. And if somebody had said in 2000, if you do 50 or 100 projects, wouldn't you be happy? I'd have said, yeah. But to think about after the fact, after we had done it, and for Ackerman McQueen to do a history book on this, it's just shocking to me to see how many things like two floats in the Rose Bowl, going to Macy's Parade in New York, the PR that we got from all of these things that were happening, it couldn't have been better. And I see the best of times are coming, though. This is all building up to what will be coming up in the near future.
You and Lee Allen, both of you then were fundraisers, and he's known
absolutely
for that.
Absolutely. Everything I learned from Lee Allen Smith. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, you're a great team. Maybe Oklahoma City people know that, but Oklahomans ought to know that, that the two of you worked so well together and made this all happen. And what a joy it was then, that celebration in 2007, and we felt it in Tulsa. We had a big celebration there,
oh,
of course.
I love that.
That big video that was on one of the buildings there. It was great.
Shocking to me to see an Enid company. Remember, we never went outside of Oklahoma. You had to be an Oklahoma company to do anything. And an Enid company that did that fireworks display in Tulsa to kick it off was just amazing. I'll never forget all of that.
Do you feel a coming together of the state like you never felt before? Because let's face it, there's always this fight between Oklahoma City and Tulsa.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be that way, but it is. It may be that way forever. I don't know why it is. But don't you think in all that time there was a cohesiveness that developed?
Absolutely, and I could feel it, because the one thing that I realized was you have to get the people within that area. And once I got to Tulsa and I got the people of Tulsa to decide what they wanted to do, then I knew that it was the right thing to do. I didn't want Oklahoma City people to come in and tell Tulsa people what to do, nor did I want them in Norman or Shattuck. You know, you had to go to where those people are, and that's what it was, is Tulsa people got involved in this deal.
Then you move on from the commemoration, the parties were done, now what?
2008 came, we finished up everything, 125 of those fabulous clocks. To this day, I still see clocks all over the state of Oklahoma.
I see one every time I go down to Tulsa.
Yeah.
By the way, you mentioned Ackerman McQueen. That's Ackerman McQueen Advertising Agency that were so involved and worked hand in glove with you.
They were right there with us the entire centennial time.
And I was there when I saw Lee Allen and the dedication of that clock right down there in the Williams Tower
exactly
green,
right,
as a matter of fact.
We even had a band there that I remember that day. It was fabulous.
Right.